Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Membeza Med Aleph. We're holding on Memalef and Mebez on the last line, Rabbi Yossi Aimer. So the Mishnah brought the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had said what used to be Bizman the Mishnah, so that if the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, they would shake the Arba Minim even on Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, so they would shake the Arba Minim even on Shabbos, but you weren't allowed to carry it, obviously, in the Rosh Hasharabim. So you were allowed to shake the Arba Minim, but you weren't allowed to carry it outside. So the Mishnah mentioned that they used to bring the Arba Minim to Shul Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah then in the end brought from Rabbi Yossi that if a person, he forgot maybe that it was Shabbos, or he forgot the halacha, whatever the case is, and Lameisa, he took out and he carried his Arba Minim outside in the Rosh Hasharabim on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi said that he's potter on the Chil Shabbos, because he's tall b'dvar mitzvah, because since he took out the lulav with Rishus, meaning he was doing a mitzvah, he has a mitzvah to take the Arba Minim. He wasn't allowed to carry it outside, but since he was tall b'dvar mitzvah, so he's potter. So now says the Gemara Amar Abaye qualifies this statement from Rabbi Yossi, this halacha, and he says that Leishanu Elish lo yatzabai. That which Rabbi Yossi says, that a person who carries the Arba Minim out into the Rosh Hasharabim, that he's potter, that's only going to be true if he hasn't yet been yaitze the mitzvah. Meaning if, let's say, he's carrying it on the way to shul, on the way back from shul, that's going to be a problem, because then he's not aval yatzabai, but once he was already yaitze, so then he's going to be chayiv, because then he's not called ta b'dvar mitzvah. Being that he no longer has a mitzvah, he was already yaitze the mitzvah, so he's not called a ta b'dvar mitzvah. So it's only on his way to shul, not on the way back from shul. However, ask the Gemara on Abaye, if that's true, that once he's yaitze, so he's not called ta b'dvar mitzvah anymore, well, fact the Gemara, hamida agbe nafakbe. As soon as he picks up the Arba Minim in his house, as soon as he picks it up, he's already yaitze the mitzvah. So even when he carries it to shul, l'chayra, it's always going to be a case where he was already yatzabai. So if so, even when he carries it to shul, if it's true that once he's yaitze, he's chayiv, so then even when he carries it to shul, he should be chayiv. Why did Rabbi Yossi say that he's potter hayol, that he took it out with Rishus? He never took it out with Rishus. As soon as he picked it up, he was yaitzei the mitzvah. So says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye answers, kisha hafchoy, that the case where you could have it, that he's going to be potter for taking it out into the Rishus Arabim, and he won't be yaitzei the second he picks it up, is kisha hafchoy. It's when he turned, let's say, the esrog upside down. The halacha is that you could only be yaitzei the mitzvah derech giduloi, when you're holding it the way it grows. So if a person holds the esrog upside down, the pitum side down, so in that way he's not yaitzei the mitzvah. So that's how you can have a case of a person who he picks up the Arba Minim and he carries it outside, and he wasn't yet yaitzei the mitzvah. And Abai is saying that it's specifically in that type of case, that's when Rabbi Yossi says he's potter, that's when he's called a ta b'dvar mitzvah. Rava Amar, Rava says, a different teretz, that afilu tema shloi hafchoi, you can even say we're talking about a case where he's holding the Arba Minim right side up, he didn't turn over the asterisk, but halcha b'mayiskinon, here the case is, the reason why he wasn't yet yaitzei the mitzvah, even though he's holding it, is kegoyin shehitzihoi b'kli. It's talking about a case where he's not just holding the Arba Minim, he's holding it, let's say, in a bag, in a cup, he's holding the esrog on a plate, in a bowl. He's holding it inside of a kli. And in that way, he's not yaitzei the mitzvah, since he's not directly holding it. So he's not yaitzei the mitzvah. And that's how it'll be shayach, the din of Rabbi Yossi, that a person who carries the Arba Minim out into the Rosh Hasharabim, he's going to be potter, he's called ta b'dvar mitzvah. And he wasn't yet yaitzei the mitzvah, because he wasn't holding it. It could even be he was holding it right side up, but he was holding it with a hefsek, he was holding it in the kli, he wasn't holding it directly. Well, fact the Gemara, Rava should be the last one to say such a teretz. Rava is saying that the reason why he wasn't yaitzei, is because there was a chatzitza, because he was holding it in the kli. V'harava hu da'amar. Rav is the one who said, we had earlier on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rav is the one who said, that l'kicha idei davar acher shma l'kicha. That if a person holds something with something else, the case over there was a person, he has a sudur, he has a handkerchief, and with that handkerchief he picks up his Arba Minim. So the halacha is his shma l'kicha. That's called picking up the lulav. Even though he picked up the lulav, ayidei davar acher, he picked it up with something else, that's called that he picked up the lulav. So according to Rava, why does it matter if he picked up the Arba Minim with a Kli? Shaitziyai b'Kli. So what? You should still be Yaitzei the Mitzvah, because Rava is the one who holds the Kicha, Aidei Davar Acher Shema L'Kicha. So the Chayra, even in the case when he took it out with the Kli, he's already Yaitzei. So why does he have a Petur, according to Abaye, of Tabid Var Mitzvah? Why is he called a Tabid Var Mitzvah? He's already Yaitzei the Mitzvah as soon as he picks it up. So says the Gemara, no, Hani Mili, this that Rava says, L'Kicha Aidei Davar Acher Shema L'Kicha, and that it's not a problem when you have a chatzitza, that's only derech kavod. That's only if the thing that you're using to pick it up is something which is considered derech kavod. So then we'll disregard that object, and we'll say, l'kicha idei davar acher shma l'kicha. Aval derech bizayoin loy. But if you're holding something, using something else, and it's derech bizayoin, like in this case Rashi says, where, let's say you're holding the arba minim in a plate, or something like that. So then that's considered derech bizayin, and then even Rava would agree that we don't call that we don't consider this to be, we don't consider him to be holding the Arba Minim. Then we don't say l'kicha idei davar acher shma l'kicha. We don't say l'kicha idei davar acher shma l'kicha in this case, and therefore he was not yayitzi the mitzvah, and that's when it'll be shayach the din of Rabbi Yaisi, that he'll be pater on the haitzah, because he's called the tab edvar mitzvah. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amr Rav Huna said that Aymer Hayu Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi used to say, Oilasa Aif Shenimtseis Bein Agpayim. If let's say a kain, he finds an Oilasa Aif amongst other birds. So now there's a bird that's sometimes brought as an Oila, sometimes it's brought as a Chatas. So now the obvious difference between the two, the most basic difference between the two, is that an Oila is eaten, is burnt completely on the Mizbeach. There's no chelik of an Oila that goes to the Kayin. Whereas a Chatas, so there are parts that the Kayin gets to eat. So now this Kayin, he found an Oila Sa'if amongst other birds. Ukesavar Chatas Sa'ifi. Now he thought it was a Chatas Sa'if, which has a heter achila, va'achla, and so he ate it. So he ate, but so it comes out he ate an oila sa'if. So he wasn't allowed to eat it, but he ate it because he thought it was a chata sa'if. So says Rav Huna that Rabbi Yaisi used to say that in such a case, a kayin who ate an oila sa'if, thinking it was a chata sa'if, is that he's potter. The loch is that he's potter. He's called a tabid var mitzvah. Well, in fact, the Gemara, Ma'akamash Malon, why did Rav Huna have to bring this from Rabbi Yaisi? What's he coming to teach us? What's the chiddush in this halacha? The tabid var mitzvah pater. He means to just tell us this halacha that a tabid var mitzvah is pater. He was taught with something which he thought was a mitzvah. He thought he had a mitzvah to eat it. He thought it was a chatos, and so therefore he's pater. That's the chiddush over here. Why is that necessary? Hainu hach. That's the case of our Mishnah. We already know from our Mishnah that this is the shita of Rabbi Yaisi, that tabid var mitzvah is pater. So why did he have to bring that out in this case of the Oila Sa'if? So says the Gemara, Mahu Detemo, because I could have thought to say that no. Hasam hu deta bidvar mitzvah pater. It's tafka in the case of our Mishnah. Over there in our Mishnah, that's when Rabbi Yaisi holds that the ta bidvar mitzvah is pater. When is that? That's Hainu Da'avad Mitzvah. It's because at the end of the day, he did a mitzvah. He carried the Arba Minim out into the Rosh Hashanah. And like Rashi says, but through that, he ended up being Yaitzei the Mitzvah. He took it to Shul, and he was Yaitzei the Mitzvah. So he was Tabid Var Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah, Va'avad Mitzvah. Avul Hacha, but in the case of the birds, the Tabid Var Mitzvah, Va'loyavad Mitzvah, he was Tabid Var Mitzvah, he thought it was a Chatasayif, and really it was an Ayla Saif, so he didn't end up doing any mitzvah. By eating it, he didn't accomplish any mitzvah. Adarabba, his eating was the Avera. He ate an Ayla. He ate an Ayla Saif. So maybe that's not called Tabid Var Mitzvah. Maybe Tabid Var Mitzvah is only if you made a mistake with a mitzvah, and Lamaisa, you ended up doing the mitzvah. But if you don't end up doing a mitzvah, so then maybe Rabbi Yaisi doesn't give you a patur of Tabid Var Mitzvah. So Kamash Malan, that's what Rav Huna was bringing from Rabbi Yaisi, that you see from this case of the Ayla Sa'if, that a Tabid Var Mitzvah is pater, even in a case where Lai Avad Mitzvah. Well, in fact, the Gemara Meisvei, is that really true? Is that really true that if it's Lo Yavan Mitzvah, that the Rabbi Yaisi still holds your potter? Meisvei, frak the Gemara, Rabbi Yaisi I'm there, Rabbi Yaisi said, HaShoychid Esa Tamid She'enei Mevukar Kel Chasoi B'Shabbos. So the halacha is that the carbon Tamid, so it has to be Mevukar for four days. For 4 days the Kehanim, they inspect it to make sure that it doesn't have a mum. Let's say you have a Kayin who he shechted the carbon Tamid in the morning, and it wasn't mavukar. He shechted a sheep, let's say, that wasn't checked. kilchas that wasn't checked kilchasai, and he shechted it on Shabbos. So he was tabid dvar mitzvah with the carbon tamid, and he did an avera, he shechted it on Shabbos. The halacha is that he's chayiv chatzis v'tzarech tamid acher. First of all, him, for the chil Shabbos, for the shechita, he's going to be chayiv, he's chayiv chatzis. And also, they need to bring a new carbon tamid. They're not yoytze with this carbon tamid. It needs to be an animal that was mevukar, and therefore, they need to bring a new carbon tamid. So seemingly, the pshat in this halacha is that because you need a tamid acher, because he's not yoytze the mitzvah, so he was loy avan mitzvah, memeli is chayiv chatzis. So you see from here that the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is that tabid var mitzvah, when you didn't end up doing a mitzvah, is that you are chayiv. You don't have a p'tur of tabid var mitzvah. Before we were bringing from Rav Huna, that is, Rav Huna's whole chiddush was that Rabbi Yossi holds tabid var mitzvah as pater, even when loy avan mitzvah. But we see from this case of the carbon tamid, that when it's loy avan mitzvah, you taka don't have a p'tur of tabid var mitzvah according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's shita is that tabid var mitzvah is pater only if you were avan mitzvah. Over here, being that you need a new Talmud, you're not Yaitzeh the Mitzvah, so you're Chayiv Achatas. So you see from here, now like Rav Huna, you see from here that a Talmud Var Mitzvah, V'loy Avan Mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Chayiv. So Amar Lei, he said back, then no, Bar Mino Dahi. There's no Kasha from there. The Ha'id Mar Allah, it was already said about that halacha, that Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Chitoy, Amar Rav Amnuna Sava, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Eshiyan, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Rav said, the case over there where Rabbi Yossi said that the Kayin who brought the animal that wasn't Mavukar, that he's Chayiv, it's specifically talking about a case, he brought it from the wrong Lishka. He didn't just by mistake bring an animal that wasn't Mavukar Kilchasai. He didn't even bring it from the Lishka Satloim. He brought it from a Lishka that didn't even have animals that were Mavukar. And therefore, that's already, like Rashi says, that's Karav Lemezit. That's not called Ta'a. That's not called Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. That's already such a mistake that's already close to a Mezit. That's why Rabbi Yossi held that he's Chayiv in such a case. But really, in a case of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah, even in a situation where a person was Loy Avan Mitzvah, still the halacha is that he's Pater, like in the case of the Oila Saif and the Chata Saif. This case, by the Karban Tamid, that Rabbi Yossi said Chayiv, it's because it's not called Ta'a B'dvar Mitzvah. It's called that he was almost a karav l'mezid with the dvar mitzvah, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said that he was chayiv in that case. Says the Mishnah Vayeter now, mikabelas isha miyad beno ubiyad bailo. So when a husband comes home from shul, and it's Shabbos and Sukkos, so his wife. She's allowed to, or the mother, she's allowed to then take the arbaminim from her son or from her husband. And she's even allowed to put it back into the water on Shabbos. Many people, they put their arbaminim, they put especially the lulav, the dasim, and the ravis, they put it in some water to make sure that they stay fresh. So when he comes home from shul, in the morning he took it out of the water, brought it to shul. Now he's coming home. The wife or the mother of this person who came home from shul is allowed to take the arbaminim from her son or husband and then put it back into the water on Shabbos. So that's a chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, that this is not a problem of zireya, meaning being that it's not going to grow anymore from going back into the water. So that's not a problem to put it back into the water. Now we'll see in a moment that you're not allowed to add water, and you're definitely not allowed to switch the water. So Rashi says that's because that would be a tircha for the sake of being mesakin amana, being mesakin a kli, making the arbaminim nice and fresh. So that you're not allowed to do. But to put it back into the water that it was already in, so that's going to be mutter, and there's no problem of zeireya because it's not going to grow anymore. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah, that the lady, she could take it, and she could put it back into the water. Rabbi Huda says that b'Shabbos machzirim. This halacha that she's machzirit, that a person could put it back into the water, that's on Shabbos. However, b'yomtiv maisifin. On yomtiv, it's a little bit more kal. You're allowed to do even more, and you're even allowed to add water into the kli that was holding the arbaminim, the lulav, and the dasam and the ravos. A person could even add water into the kli. U'b'mayid, and on cholamayid, you can even do more. You can even be machlifin. You can even empty out the old water and put in new water. So as it gets more and more kal, you can do more and more tircha. And then the Mishnah concludes that katan hayadel naneya chayev belulav. The age of chinuch, where a katan is chayev and Arba Minim is once he knows how to shake the lulav. Once he knows how to shake the lulav, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Tafresh Nun Zion says that shaking means basic shaking. It doesn't have to mean that he knows all the little intricacies of how to properly shake, but once he gets the basic idea of shaking the lulav, so that's already when he's going to be chayv in lulav once he knows how to shake. And we'll come back to this line in a moment. But says the Gemara first, pshita. So what the Gemara is asking is like this. The fact that you are allowed to put the Arba Mina, put the Lulav back into the water, Avada, that's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush in Hilchos Shabbos, that there's no problem of Zeireya, you're allowed to put it back into the water. But when the Mishnah told us this halacha, it told it to us in an interesting way. It told it to us in the case where the husband or the child comes back from shul, and so now the mother or the wife, she's allowed to take it from her son or take it from her husband and put it into the water. So it seems like the Mishnah is coming to tell us a chiddush and that which the lady is allowed to take the Arba Minim. And the question is pshita. Why should there be a difference between the son or the husband putting it into the water or the mother or the wife putting it into the water? What's the chiddush of mikabelis isha miyad bino miyad baila? So the fact the Gemara pshita. Why would I think that for the isha things should be any different? So says the Gemara ma'u detema, because I could have thought to say, hayo v'isha lav bas chiyuvahi, since Arba Minim is a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and women are not obligated in it, they're not chayiv, se'imu lay tekabel. So maybe she's not allowed to touch it, she's not allowed to take it because of the Isser Muksa. Be'etzem, Lulav, the Arba Minim should be Muksa, being that we have a mitzvah, so it's not Muksa. A lady who's not mechoyiv, so for her maybe it should be considered that it's Muksa, and she shouldn't be allowed to take it. Kamash Malon, that it's not a problem, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, is that it's not considered Muksa for the lady, and that's the chiddush of mikabelis isha miyad bino miyad baila. Now we'll stop here, but we'll just mention an interesting point on this last din of the Mishnah. So the very last din of the Mishnah, it's the last din of the entire parak of Lulav HaGazel, is the halacha of chinuch for a child, that a katan, once he knows how to shake the Arba Minim, so then he's chayv in lulav. Now the kasha is that shaking the Arba Minim is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, like we had on the top of the Amud, mida'ag be nafak be. As soon as a person picks it up, he's yaitzi the mitzvah. So if so, just like we find by other mitzvahs that we're going to have in the following shir, different shiurim for different mitzvahs, but that basic idea is that once a child is old enough to perform a mitzvah properly, so then they're chayiv in the mitzvah. So by Arba Minim, l'chayur, the shir should be as soon as they know how to pick it up. That's the mitzvah, mida'ag be nafak be, and therefore, the shir should have been that as soon as the child knows how to pick up the Arba Minim, so then he's already going to be chayiv midin chinuch in the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Why is it that the shir is tali, and once he knows how to shake the Arba Minim? So the Ritva, actually, it's right in the beginning of the Masechta, on Beis and Mabeis, he proves from this Gemara that for the mitzvah, a mitzvah that's done for chinuch, it has to be done fully and completely with all of its details. And therefore, the shir for a katan that is chayiv in the mitzvah of Arba Minim is only once he knows how to shake it also. Because the mitzvah of chinuch requires us to be mechanech the child in doing the mitzvah properly, mamish, with all the details. So according to the Ritva, comes out also, the place can bring that according to this Ritva, that when it comes to buying Arba Minim for the child, a person has to make sure to buy kosher Arba Minim, fully kosher Arba Minim. There's no cheapening out with it. A person can't buy a pasul set and say, oh, the child doesn't know the difference. It seems basically like a lulav and an esrog. It seems like kosher adasim. It seems like kosher aravis, and give it to the child and have him be yaitzeh the mitzvah like that. Says the Ritva that no, when a person is mechanech his child, it has to be done properly. And therefore, when a person buys Arba Minim for his child, so it's going to have to be, according to the Ritva, it's going to have to be it has to be kosher, a kosher aset. It can't be a pasul aset. Which could be very difficult for people, especially in Chutz La'aretz, so in Eretz Yisrael. So a person still doesn't have to buy an additional set for his child, because as soon as a person's yaitzeh the mitzvah, he could then just hand it over to his child. meaning there's a problem in general with a person giving his arba minim to his child, because then his child can't give it back to him. The lacha is that the katan is able to be kaina, but he can't be makna. So you could give it to your child, and now it could be considered his. The problem is that now he can't then give it back to you. So that creates a problem in chutz laretz, where on the first 2 days of Sukkot, it has to be lachem, it has to be yours. So if you're going to give it to your child on the first day, so now you're not going to have it on the second day. So then, basically, because of this ritva, you're going to have to end up buying a second set for your child. In Eretz Yisrael, so things are much more simple, because in Eretz Yisrael, you only have a mitzvah of lachem on the first day. So after your yaitzah mitzvah, you can give it to your child, and ein achanami, it won't be yours after that, on the second day and onwards, but it doesn't have to be yours. The lachem is only on the first day. But in Chutz Laretz, where it has to be Lachem, on Yom Tov Sheni as well, so this could create somewhat of an issue. It's not an issue, but it's an expense. That then it would seem like, according to the Ritva, that the person's going to have to get his child a new set. He can't just give it to him and let him use it. It's not going to be Lachem for the child. And like we just said, that according to the Ritva, it seems that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah midin chinuch, a person has to do it lahalacha. He has to do it kahalacha. It has to be done properly. However, Lamaisa, the Mordechai over here, in Simen, Tav, Shin, Nun, Tes, so the Mordechai brings from the Ravan. The Mordechai brings from the Ravan, and he brings a practice that the Bekiyei Hadas, the expert-minded people, used to do, and that is that after they were yaitzei the mitzvah, they would just leave their arba minim down, let's say, on the table, and they would have their child come and take the arba minim. That's what the Ravan says. He brings this Eitzah Taiva, that these smart people, what they would do is the father, after he was Yaitzi the Mitzvah, so he would just leave his Arba Minim on the table, and then the child would take it off the table and be Yaitzi the Mitzvah. And now, the obvious question is that, but it's not Lachem. The child's going to be taking it off the table, you weren't Maknet to him, so it's not his. So how could he be Yaitzi like that? So you could say that the Ravan completely argues on the Ritva. The Ritva held that Arba Minim have to be accomplished, that mitzvahs that a person does midin chinuch has to be done kahalacha, it has to be done properly. Maybe the Ravan is chaylik on the Ritva. That would be the simple way of understanding the Ravan, that he's chaylik on the Ritva, and he says that no, as long as it's basically the mitzvah, so then that's enough. It doesn't have to be that the child performs the mitzvah kahalacha. However, Lamaisa, it doesn't seem like that from the Mishnah Berurah. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that somehow we have to be able to fit the Ravan together with the Chiddush of the Ritva. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings down both. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha, in Simen Tafresh Nun Zayin, he paskins like the Ritva, that a katan has to have a kasher set, just like an adult. So he paskins like the Ritva. And at the same time, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Tafresh Nun Ches, in Sifka and Chav Ches, so he brings this sheet of the Ravan, and he seems to go with it. He seems to at least make Radin go like the Ravan, that a child is allowed to use a borrowed set. And so the question is how does these two shittas fit together? How does the Ritva, who says that the katan has to be yaitzei the mitzvah with all of his details, with all of the details, fit together with this Ravan that says that a child's able to use a borrowed set? So I saw in the Birkas Avram, in the beginning of the Masechta and Sukkah, on Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Avram Erlinger, so he differentiates between the certain things which he calls the Tanai HaMitzvah, that are just conditions of the Mitzvah, and things that are the Ikar Turas HaMitzvah. It's the main part of the Mitzvah. So that which a person has to be my kind of Mitzvah with all of its details, like the Ritva says, that's when it comes to the Ikar Turas HaMitzvah. However, things that are just Tanai HaMitzvah, they're just conditions of the mitzvah. The fact that it has to be lochem, that's not within the ikar tzura of the mitzvah. It's not something about the lulav and the esrog itself and how you use it and what it looks like. It's just a tanai that it has to be yours, so that it could be that when it comes to chinuch, a person doesn't have to be mechanech his child then. But when it comes to things that are the details of the mitzvah, that a child has to fulfill all of the details. Al-Kopanim, this is all assuming, like the Ravan, that the child is allowed to use a borrowed set. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah over there, he brings that many Achrayinim are not so sure about this, that a child is able to be Yaitzi with a borrowed set, and they take the Ritva all the way, that it has to be Lochem, that the child's set has to be his, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Taka Paskins like that, and Nigris Moshe, and Or Chaim, Chilek Gimel, Simen Sadiheh, he writes that even though in Europe the practice was not to buy a child his own set, that's because they didn't have many sets, and and they were very poor, and very often they even had only one set for the whole shul. But he says that in at least he's talking in New York, in America, so he says that being that people have, most people have the capability to buy their children an extra set, so he says that then a person should be chayishish for the shitas that hold that the child is not yaitse with a borrowed set, and he says that a person should buy his child his own set. And Rishmul Kabanetsky as well, in Kavitz Halachis, in Parak Lamites, Halacha Yud, he writes the same thing, that even though Mekar Adin, it could be that if a person needed to, so his child could be yaitse with a borrowed set, but Lamaisa, ideally a person should try to buy his child his own set, and now based on this Ritva, in which the Brura Paskins like the Ritva, that set can't even be a set that's not kosher. It has to be a set that's mamish kosher, just like it has to be for an adult. However, Lamaisa, when you go by the Arba Minim, so you see that there is something called a chinuch set. So what's the pshat in the chinuch set, which is often cheaper than a regular set? Why is it cheaper? L'chaira, based on what we've learned now, so it comes out that the set that a person buys for his child, it has to be 100% kosher. So what's the pshat that there's a chinuch set that's cheaper? And the answer to that is very simple. It's a Bir Halacha in Hilchos Chanukah, the Bir Halacha in Simen Tafresh Ayin Hey on Sif Gimel. So the Bir Halacha over there says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that even though it's true, like the Ritva, that a person, when he's mechanech his child, he has to be mechanech him in a way that he's yaitzei the mitzvah mamish ka halacha, still he says, when it comes to hider mitzvah, so that you don't have to buy your child, and you don't have to give your child, and have him perform the mitzvah in an eifen that's mehuder. It has to be kosher 100%, but it doesn't have to be mehuder. That's why there are sets that are cheaper for ketanim, that's the chinuch set. It's not because it's less kosher, it has to be for a katan even that it's 100% kosher, but it could be it's just it's less mehuder. And that, the Mishnah Berurah says, that a person's not chayiv to be mechanech his child with. He's mechuyiv to be mechanech him with a set that's 100% kosher, but it doesn't have to be mehuder, hence the fact that we have chinuch sets that are often much cheaper than regular sets that a person buys for himself. Oh, yeah.